Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
That guy sounds like Hochberg. Do all of your clients end up sounding like you?
Yeah.
Anybody that gets a loan from you, they walk around going, hey, I got an idea. Here's what you know.
So the fees are low, but the cost is high.
I can get you into a vaccine right now.
No closing. Full closing cost credit. Save you thousands. Yes, that's a good pitch.
David Hochberg.
Call the CDC
studios.
With that.
By the way, Chris, interesting call. Very thought-provoking. I appreciate you listening. I got a big bus, and we got room for everybody here. And we'll get back to some of that in a minute. But while you're sitting here, David, I asked you to come in because interest rates are what?
Record lows.
30-year fix, 0 points. What can I get?
Low threes with all the right things.
Think about the right things being good credit score.
A good credit score is low loan to value. Yeah.
Okay. 30-year fix, 3.125.
Yeah. I mean, we were quoting folks in the twos last week.
Really? On a 20-year loan.
On a 30-year fixed loan purchase.
Really?
Yeah. Because they were paying for all the closing costs. Then they had like 780 credit scores. And putting a bunch of money down.
When interest rates are that low, how do the rules change about borrowing money?
None. You get to borrow more because it's less expensive and you qualify for more of a loan. I just put a guy through yesterday, cash out, Skokie, $750,000 home, $417,000 mortgage. Never thought it would go through because his wife was working, got a 10% job cut. They wanted to pull out 30, 40 G's to pay off a car and save some money. It went through. Shocked me. I didn't even need an appraisal. So it's interesting times in the mortgage industry.
But I thought this would be one of the things you would say, that once upon a time when rates were higher, you would do more ARMs. You would do more adjustable rate mortgages.
Correct.
There's no point in getting an ARM now.
ARMs are not even on the table right now because the short-term money, and I don't want to get too technical, but essentially, you're much better off going into a 30-year fixed loan.
And lock it in.
I mean, lock it in.
How much lower do you need them to go? They're not going to go to zero. Maybe they will, but I mean, you wouldn't even save that much money if
no.
it went to zero.
Listen,
you're already at zero. You're at three.
I was talking to this guy from Skokie yesterday. I refinanced him 4 years ago, put him into 3.875. He never thought it would go lower. We got him in the low threes, full closing cost credit. And he's pulling out 40 grand, paying off a car, saving about $700-800 a month. And his wife, and here's why he called. His wife kept her job, but got a 10% salary reduction. That was her bonus this year, right? You still have a job.
Yeah,
we're going to
cut
you back.
That is the new, you're hired, you're fired.
Right.
If
that's
you
your
have
new
your
bonus.
Job, that's your bonus.
Yeah. And we're only going to cut you 10% on your income. It's crazy out
are
there.
Are they loaning too much money or too easily to people now?
I presume not. No, there's no such thing as easy money today. You still need W-2s and pay stubs and tax returns.
But they're not doing 100% loan-to-value. They're not doing 105% loan-to-value like they did when we got into the last crisis.
They're doing 100% loan-to-value on,
really?
on VA loans only. Okay, so, and on USRDA rural loans, you could get 100% financing as well.
That means I have no money. I want to buy a $100,000 house. And I'm going to have to borrow $100,000 to do it. Why would they do that?
Why wouldn't they do that? If you're a veteran and you earned your VA entitlement and VA eligibility, and those loans have proven to perform. So they're one of the few loans, and the U.S. rural loans, you could go above 100% and get your closing costs rolled in there as well.
If I can get 3.2,
yeah.
Should I pay closing costs or not? I mean, usually if you or points, should I pay points or not? And usually pay points to buy down the rate, but there's no point in that either, right?
Not unless you. And here's my rule on points. I've never been a big fan on points. If the other side is giving you a full closing cost credit, and in order to buy the home, which you're not seeing because home values are going up and there's multiple offers on homes right now, but if you're getting relocated. And not too many people are getting relocated right now as well. If somebody else is paying your closing costs and you've got extra money laying around, then you pay a little bit of a discount point to get your rate down, or else you're going to lose that money because all the closing costs are covered and all the prepays are covered and you've got nothing else to apply the money to. The only thing you could apply the money to would be buy a home warranty, which we've done, or buy the rate down by applying that extra as a discount point to get the rate down.
Let's renew our annual argument about PMI.
Yeah. I proved that yesterday, didn't I?
Private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
So say you're going to buy a $400,000 house.
Yes.
Normally, if you would come up with 20% down.
Yes.
That is, you would pay, you would finance 80%.
Correct.
Once you get to 20%, then you don't have to pay private mortgage insurance, correct?
On a purchase, correct. Or and a refinance, correct.
Okay. Well, what do you mean on a purchase?
If you're doing a conventional loan on a refinance or a purchase and you're at 80%, you no longer need PMI.
PMI. Okay. I know somebody who, say, on $400,000, they can get $80,000 together, but that'd be their last nickel and they don't want to do that.
Correct.
They'd rather keep $20,000 in the bank and only come to the table with $60,000.
Right.
What should they do?
They should definitely go with the private mortgage insurance, because when you run the numbers and you do the calculations, right? I'll give you a perfect example. The individual that you're talking to is a very close friend of yours, and you wanted me to run the numbers for a very close friend of yours. And you're like, PMI is this, PMI is that. I'm like, let me run the numbers. And the numbers that we ran
yesterday. I think we ran it on $500,000.
We bought it. We ran it on a $500,000 purchase with a $400,000 loan. Either they brought in 20%, they brought in 50, or they brought in 18%. Right? They had $100,000 to put down. I said, well, at the current level, what you're doing, that $100,000 on a $525,000 purchase was like 18% down, and the PMI was like $54 a month.
That's okay. What surprised us.
Right.
That it was only that. So PMI. Oh no, you're in PMI land, and that's money you don't get back. That's an insurance premium for the guy that will take your house from you. But it was only $50 a month.
It was $54, and then I'm just like, if you're going to put 18, why don't you put 15% down? Yeah, the mortgage payment's going to go up a couple bucks. You're like, what's going to do with the PMI? I'm like, so I reran the numbers. It came out to be $3 higher on the PMI.
It did. $3 higher a month.
For $17,500 less down,
okay,
which was huge in this market.
So then they keep $17,000 in their pocket.
Yes.
But they're now going to pay $57 a month in PMI.
Big deal.
So what are they going to do with the $17,000? I guess just save it or put a new kitchen in, or just have it for emergency money?
Well, sure. Listen, you move into a house. A lot of people forget the cost of moving into a home. You have to pay movers. Right? You've got somebody's run a Bed Bath & Beyond or Home Depot to buy something, and you've got to set up cable, you've got to set up phones, you've got to do all this stuff. You got money flying out of your house when you move, and it's better to have that money in reserves, especially in this economy.
Yeah.
Going forward.
What do you think about this, David? Pardon me, I keep cutting you off.
No, it's fine.
You finished that thought, right?
Sure, show. Yeah, go ahead. I cut people off on my show all the time.
You sure do. So here's my question for you.
Yes, John.
I forgot my question. I just so enjoyed cutting you off that I've forgotten what I was going to ask.
Flavor covered ice cream? Flavor ice cream?
Monica has a question for you. Monica, you're on WGN.
Well, that was my question, actually, was about PMI. We have a 30-year mortgage. We have at 4.625%. I actually think I've emailed David Hochberg before because of your show. We've been in our home for 5 years. We still owe $290,000, and we have about $125,000 combined income after taxes. And just wondering if it's smart to run numbers again, if I should do that, if it's worth it.
Yeah, you had me at 4.625. Yes, you should definitely run numbers.
What's the number that if you're above this,
if you're above 3.5 today, as crazy as that sounds, if you're above 3.5, you need to talk to a reputable lender about refinancing.
Yeah, but then by the time you pay the closing costs, you're not going to get the money back.
You're getting a full closing cost credit.
I don't understand what that means.
That means you
either... Yeah, I was going to ask the same question.
Okay.
I have a question. Yeah, the closing cost question. I don't understand it.
Okay, so what do you think your house is... what's your name? I missed your name.
Monica.
Thank you for calling. What do you think your home is worth?
I would say around $360,000. We live in Naperville.
That's where you need to get out of PMI. So I'm going to come to you, and you have great credit. Obviously, you have good income, correct? You live in a single-family house in Naperville.
Correct.
Okay, so if I came to you and said, hey, Monica, I could get you 3.5 if I paid closing costs, or 3.2 if I give you a full closing cost credit, is the right way to say it, at 3.5 in this example, or on your size loan, I could get you down to 3.25. You're going from 4.625, dropping over a point, and you're getting a full closing cost credit. You're probably saving $200 a month, because most likely we're going to drop the PMI. Okay, pay an extra $2,500 or $2,000 in closing costs to save an extra $8,000?
I get all of that, but here's what happens. Then I've heard no closing costs.
There's no such thing as no closing costs.
There's closing cost credit, meaning
right.
I don't pay for them.
Correct.
I take your point, but it just seems to me like then I ended up writing a check at the closing.
No.
I don't.
You're
But I'm paying for it because I'm crediting.
No, hold on. You're financing it with a higher interest rate. Every single loan. Here's what our listeners have to understand. No matter what anybody else wants to say, there's no such thing as no closing costs.
Thank you.
Every single loan has closing costs associated with it. You either pay it out of your pocket, you roll it into the loan, okay, or you finance it through a higher rate. If I could get your rate down a full point and give you a full closing cost credit and save you a couple $100, would you agree that's a great opportunity for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
definitely.
That's the way to go.
Okay, but David, so then should I go ahead and let and finance the closing costs into the loan? That's
yes,
what you're saying,
all right? The time. Whenever you could drop your rate.
Hold on, but even if I could drop the rate a little bit more and come with cash and pay the closing costs, the difference between the two rates is so negligible.
Doesn't matter.
I might as well finance the closing costs.
Okay, if you were to ask me when I put everybody into 3.75 and 3.875 last year that it would go lower, I thought that you would be crazy. But all those individuals that we did last year in October and November, we've already put them through our sister system. We didn't bring them into our sister. We brought them into our system.
Why did you take them to your sister?
Now, I've got these Invisaligns in it. I can't talk because you got me all excited. All right. I bring them into our system, and we're already refinancing them with another full closing cost credit and dropping them another half a point with a full closing cost credit. Now, those individuals that laid out the 2-3 Gs or whatever it was, it was like $2,200. $2,400, you know, to refinance, are second guessing themselves because now the world has pivoted on its head ever since March, and we're at low rates. The last time this happened, I was in the industry. It's 20 years, August 1st. I'd appreciate a call to congratulate me, John. All right, so I've been doing this for 20 years in August. When this happened in 08, end of 07 and through 2010, we had a 2-3 year prolonged run when we lost $700,000 to $900,000 jobs because of the banking collapse. Mm-hmm. This is 40 times worse. Okay, do I think there's going to be a prolonged run of low interest rates? Flashback 12 years ago and tell me what happened 12 years ago. Okay, this economy is going to need a lot of help. They're going to need to keep the rates low. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. Took the ACT 3 times. I got an 18 3 times, all right? So I'm a street smart guy, right? And guess what? The cheapest money to get this economy started is real estate, is the homes that people live in. It's the homes that people are renting from landlords that own rental properties. That's the cheapest way to get this thing going.
His ears are turning red, Monica. Thank you for the call.
Hey, Monica, give me
a
call.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'd love to help you.
So should you rent or should you buy?
Well, it depends. I'll give you a perfect example.
I have less than 60 seconds.
I can knock it out in 45. It's like, you know, name that tune. So I got a pregnant lady, pregnant with her fourth kid, got her approved for a loan. Jill Van Riet, one of the realtors on my show, we found her a home, got her approved. Unfortunately, somebody came in ahead of her and you took the house. So what is she doing over the next 6-8 months? She's going to continue to rent, have the baby in about 3-4 months, have the baby. Pay off some bills, save some money, and then go buy a house. She was ready to buy now, but she missed out on the home. Okay, so that individual, it's perfect for her to rent, but she wanted to buy. So that answers both your questions. If you could buy a home and afford to buy a home, buy a home. If you can't, renting is a perfect place to be.
Team Hochberg, David Hochberg has a show on this radio station Saturdays starting at 10. It goes to noon.
Yeah.
And if folks want to reach you, how do they do so?
855-56-DAVID is the 800 number that they could call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or they could visit our website, the number 6david.com.
Hockey in 18 days, sir.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm wearing my Blackhawks shirt right now. Nice. Can't wait.
Nice of you to come in.
Take care, bud.
That's David Hochberg. It's 1028 on WG.